Ellie, I've got to admit, there's something really stupid. A bit embarrassed bringing this up, actually. Because, you know, I like to have
fantastic.
A whinge.
All of a sudden, I just got excited.
It's not really...
You've done something stupid again.
Yeah, well...
Not my sleeve.
Did my back a couple of weeks back, roller skating, and the other day, this was actually the other morning, I stubbed my toe. And you're thinking, well, what are you complaining about that for? Well, it pretty bloody well hurt because it took place in the early hours of the morning. I'll tell you why. Getting up, I've been putting on the wardrobe light to, you know, try and find my gear and stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, that light is reflected into Izzy's bedroom, and she's actually complained because she's been doing some sweating it out in uni, like staying up late and doing stuff.
Yes.
And it's actually woken her up in the early hours of the morning, and she goes, Dad, can you please
not... hang on. Sorry. So your wardrobe light is waking Izzy up.
Yeah, because it's going under the door and reflecting into her door. I don't know how it's doing it. She's whinging about it.
That's a powerful light.
Well, it is. I need to be able to see what I'm doing. I don't have glasses on at that time of the morning.
Mm.
Trouble is... The other day, because I'm trying to be conscious of, you know, letting her sleep and not acknowledge the complaint, I banged my toe and, God, it hurt. And it's come up with a massive bruise that I almost thought I broke it. But I did a couple of squeezies on there the other day and I just...
A couple of calf raises.
Well, I did and it's okay. It's intact.
Mm.
But I just thought, you know, dumb injury. I mean, I could have avoided it by, you know, getting my clothes out in the lounge room. I could have actually, you know... prepared the way a little bit better, but
did you let out a little scream?
Well, I did. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was more than
that.
See,
that would have woken her up. Oh, were you blowing up?
She didn't mention that.
You would have too.
Oh, I was blowing up like.
Was there swearing involved?
Yes, there was.
Okay.
Yeah. Let the big F-bomber out.
What's your go? Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Not good at
your
you
mum, Jackie, wouldn't be happy to hear that.
Sorry, Jackie. really nothing to complain about, but I just thought I have to share it with you because there must be someone else in the Zinc family who's had a dumb injury like that and, you know, had a big blow-up about it and people have had a go at them, you know, for having a whinge when they really shouldn't.
It's just inconvenient, isn't it? Well, I'll tell you who's got a decent injury is our friend Jade from work.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, she's... She's totally stacked it at netball the other night.
That's right, she did too.
Yeah, the poor thing. She's dislocated her knee and torn some tendons, rolled her ankle, and apparently she's chipped a bone off her elbow.
What?
So yeah, that's right. No, she's really done a number on herself. So very inconvenient for me personally because now I've got to MC this event
that's what you're blowing up about.
Well, no, look, I'm happy normally to do it, but I've got this cracked corner of my mouth. I'm not happy.
Oh, that's
not
your
happy
dumb
about
injury.
That. First world. Yeah, that's my dumb injury.
See,
too much flapping of my chops. I've cracked the corner of my mouth.
I've stubbed my toe. That's dumb.
Yes.
Jade's cracked her elbow, which is serious but also dumb when you've got to host an event.
Come on, Jade. Embarrassing.
And now Allie. Cracked
I've
mouth.
I've got a flapping of the chops injury.
Yeah. You think that'd be one of the hazards of this job anyway, wouldn't you? Dave, you must have one, surely.
Yeah, I've got me a little hand caught underneath a log back in the early 90s.
Oh, no. Did you do major damage?
Oh, heavy bruising. I thought I actually crushed the hand there for a little while. I didn't stop work. I kept working. And then after about 2 hours, I gave in and went to the doctor.
Oh, no. So you're working at the timber yard, were you?
Yeah, I worked in a sawmill.
Oh, mate.
Compo.
Oh, no, I didn't want the combo because I was too embarrassed.
That's where you and Bilko differ.
I'd be going compo all the way. And I'm going to go compo for my stub toe. Don't you worry about that. Just not sure who I can get the money out of. Couldn't be work, could it? No.
No.
Dead at home.
You better stop talking about compo.
What about council?
No. Here's an idea. Just own your injuries and pay for it yourself.
Yeah, but it's sore. It's hurting. Keith, you ain't in?
I want to put my hand up for dumb injuries, please.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
And my own driveway, newly renovated driveway, epoxy coating and nylon sole golf shoes. It started to rain. Walked back inside, decided not to play golf and put my foot on the bit where it slopes down from the gutter down to where the car crosses.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ankle went straight out from underneath me and I broke the outside bone in my leg, the fibula or the tibia or one of those. Anyway, the outside one, the little one.
Was there compo involved?
6 weeks in a... No, just stupidity. 6 weeks in a moon boot.
Oh, so inconvenient.
You're not wrong, and I have one of those old people's scooters, you know, the one where you put your knee on it and scoot it around.
That's beautiful.
Doesn't it just.
didn't I cop heaps at work? I run my own business, and all the employees took that. They lined up to have a go, I tell you.
Oh, it's just demoralising, isn't it, when you do some of these injuries? You just feel like you're so old. And
you know what, Keith? Those old people scooters, you can put them on the Rattler, mate. So if you win the tasting train thing tomorrow, you'll be set.